You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Trying to make sense of the world?
You've got Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
Call our toll-free number now.
Headlines, culture, and real conversation.
And now, our feature presentation.
Here's Pete and Greg.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Thank you so much for joining us in the second hour. If you missed anything from our first hour, you can always go to civicmedia.us/shows, look for Nightlight, download episodes, take them on the go, catch up as you will, and come on back to the live programs as we'd love to have you here. You can also always get in touch with us. You can call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream. Currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we'll be talking to Dan Davies. He's a filmmaker discussing his remake of the cult classic, The Giant Spider Invasion from 1975. Talking about other projects he's working on. He's a friend of Pete Schwabba's, and he was in a film with last night's guest, Mr. Danny Wheels, Daniel Wheeler. So we'll be discussing that as well. And then, of course, we wrap things up with the nightcap. So we're going to have ourselves a good time. If you entered into the Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest last hour, or you missed the keyword, do not worry, you both are covered. In the 7 o'clock hour, we will have another keyword, a final keyword for the day that will be right after the program is done. You can text that in via the Civic Media app, and then you'll be good to go. And then we start the whole thing over tomorrow. 7 more chances for you to win $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize packet, as well as the grand prize of $250 in gas, $250 in groceries. So that's all right there for you after the show is done. Good luck. Make sure you have that Civic Media app on you. But before we get any further, let's get back to the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
All right, the question of the night, inspired by a story of not a science fiction story or a movie, but actual people getting stuff injected in their eyes to reduce aging or whatever rich people want to do. But what is the ideal age to live to? That's the question of the night. What is the ideal age to live to? Call or text 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Again, you can leave a comment on the live stream. You can also get in touch via the Civic Media app that you used to participate in the Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win contest. Download that right now. You can call, you can text, you can also listen to shows live, get news. It's absolutely wonderful. But let us know your thoughts. What age is ideal to live to? And let's kick things off with Pete. Mr. He's a late 20s guy right now.
Really late 20s.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to anybody. It's dire. I think I said 120. But here's the deal with this question, because a lot of people, I think, are being funny and they're saying, you know, ages that are not that old or even elderly, you want to be healthy. If you want to be hooked up to tubes or taking medication and barely walk for 30 years, nobody wants that. But
correct.
As a person who truly doesn't know what's on the other side, and none of us really do, I'm in no hurry to leave this world. So even if I am in you know, not as spry as I am or whatever, I say 120 if I have my health.
If you're spry, I'm a spry 120.
Spry.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. Dom, you are early 20s. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I would have to say, I mean, I'd probably want to stay alive as long as possible as well. I mean, but I would say,
like, immortal?
Maybe immortal, like you were saying before. Oh, wow, a vampire, right? Whew. Even though they don't really want to live, in Hotel Transylvania they did. So I think it just—I don't know. I would want to.
Interesting.
I want to stay alive as much as possible. Yeah. I think so.
Okay.
I feel like
that's fair.
Be super healthy, even when I hit 90.
Call me when 100. Call me when you're 31. The first day you wake up, where your back just hurts for no reason.
You
revise
say
that statement.
You guys say that a lot. I'm
yeah, because your body takes revenge on you. Your body reverses course really quickly on you.
Oh no.
Things happen.
Let me ask you this, Dom. Do you stretch regularly or do yoga or anything?
I don't. I just kind of sit in a chair. This is why I love this chair.
Start. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Honestly,
when I do yoga, I feel like I'm 14 years old again. When I wait a couple days and then it's like, oh man, I'm in my 50s. You know what I mean?
You're you're a former athlete, so you have a body that's used to that kind of activity. So, yeah it's good to just keep that right there.
Thank you, Greg.
I agree. Oh, both of you. You're both great. Yeah. So I agree with Pete, though. Like, I don't want to live to 120 if my life is a misery. I don't want to live to 70 if my life is a misery. I would, if my body is still, I would say if my body is moving in proportion to the age, because in your 80s, you move a little slower. But if I'm not, like, miserable, then all right, cool. But I don't want to live for a long, like, I don't want to surpass people who, like, the idea of, like, you're going to lose loved ones, you're not, like, they're gone, and what do you do? Like, how do you, like, live? That just, it seems like a curse to me more than anything else. But
yeah, no, I'm with you.
Yeah, but Dom, he wants to live forever because he doesn't care about any of us.
Not true.
I care about everyone.
I'm a caring guy, I think, sometimes.
Here's the deal, though. They're going to come up with some solution that could add 10 healthy years to your life if you're under the age of whatever I'm over by that day. That's what they'll do. That's what Jeff Bezos has in his up his sleeve.
I know. He really has it out for you. Really, really
Something's
does.
Something's going on there. I don't like it.
Well, let's talk to someone we have on the phone right now. Whistler in Richland Center has an answer for tonight's question. Whistler, what's going on, friend?
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. The question... on my dad's side, his oldest sister passed away at 101. Mm. On my mom's side, she had two older sisters that reached 102. All right? Wow. She had eight sisters and two brothers. I'm 74. Okay?
You're
and
a kid.
I'm 74. Yeah. I was in the service in the early 70s in Vietnam era. My father was in... World War II, he was part of the release of Auschwitz or whatever that concentration camp was.
Wow.
Anyway, Auschwitz, yeah. His sister was a nurse in World War II, and she ended up being the head nurse at St. Luke's Hospital in Milwaukee. And she used to take all of us kids down there for the summer, you know, during state fair. Anyway, that's beside the point. In my own perspective, I'm looking south right now. I got the sun to my west. I want to live as long as I can. God willing.
Yeah.
God willing.
There we go.
That's actually a great answer. You don't have to give a number. That makes total sense. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Whistler, for calling. We appreciate you reaching out. Always love hearing from you. Let's hear from other folks on the text line. Dom, what do we have on the question of the night?
Yeah, we got a few. We got Monica from Mount Horeb texting in, says the billionaires have to keep poorer/younger people as they'll need to harvest organs and joints when all their original parts crap out. Wow. Okay.
I thought that when you said joints, I'm like, they're going to take their weed? Oh, no, Monica.
Maybe that too.
And then Monica also said about the question of the night, says, no specific age, but the date you're going to run out of money or lose your faculties. A psychic told me I would live to 82. So for me, it's 82.
I would not want that information. Don't ever give me that information. Don't tell me that at all, totally. Ever. And then even if it's a hoax or hokum or they're a bad psychic, don't tell me that.
That would scare me. John, right underneath that, says 82.5 or push me off a cliff. So around the 82 range is, I think, what we're kind of going with here.
Okay. But look over your shoulder anyway, John.
Exactly. Or at least voice whether you if you change your mind.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Let people know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We also have Carla texting in on WMDX, says, I think I'd like to live to 70 to 72.
Very specific. Jeez.
Okay.
Carla must be pretty young because that's not... You know, that's not even the life expectancy in this country right now.
It's a little bit under the life expectancy. Yeah. I think we're at like 73 for men, 75 for women. But
so it's gone down.
It's called realism, being realistic in this world. I see we have Ollie from the Northwoods on the phone as well. Why don't we take that call super quick? Ollie, good evening. Welcome to Nightlight. How are you doing, my dear?
I'm doing okay, but you might not like what I have to say.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Short story to start off. When I was a teenager, we had an uncle who had cancer and came and stayed with us and lived with us for his final months of life. Mm-hmm. And when he passed away, I can remember us four girls sitting out on the front porch the day of his visitation. And we all were discussing how it was, you know, to get old. And I said I wanted to die when I turned 35, because it was when you turn 35, you'd be in a wheelchair on your way downhill.
I'm glad you lived past that, Ollie.
Yeah, spoken like a kid, like, oh my gosh, 35, that's so old.
Yes, that was it. But as I get older, I think people should be able to die when they're ready, when they feel ready.
I don't disagree at all. That's fair. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, don't go anywhere too soon, Ollie. We like having you around.
Thank you so much for calling, Ollie. We appreciate you. All right. We got time for a few more text messages and some Facebook messages. What do we got there, Dom?
Yeah, we got Matt texting in on WCFW. Says, great reference. I got it. I think this was a reference from you, Greg.
The puck.
Puck from Real World. You saw the show. You know he totally hooked up with Rachel, a.k.a. Sec of Transportation, Sean Duffy's wife, Rachel.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Matt from Altoona. You were absolutely right. Yeah, yeah. And Puck is terrible, so is Rachel, and so is Sean. They're all terrible. They all deserve each other.
I agree.
We got Carol from listening on WMDX says, I would like to live to at least 100. Fair enough.
To at least. Okay,
wow.
Carol.
Okay, longevity.
My goodness gracious. All right, let's do a couple more text messages, then we'll head over to the Facebook page.
Yeah, we got Nick texting in from Marshall. Says 100 or more would be okay, just as long as I'm still in good health. But if I'm in my 80s and my health is going down the toilet, no thanks. Okay.
Really sparked some thoughts on
well
this.
Well thought out.
Matt is also texting, also said live to 94. Very specific.
Okay.
Very nice.
All right, there we go. All right, let's get one more and then we'll move it over to Facebook.
Absolutely. We got Melissa from Willie Street texting and says, I don't know, boys, but thinking about your mortality is hard for most people. I hope when it's my time, it'll be like when my beloved dog passed. He let us know when it was time. Putting a number on it is too hard. When I go, I go.
There you go. There you go. Melissa from Willie Street being honest and, of course, bringing a dog into it, which makes me sad. Okay. All right, great. Pete, what do we got on the Facebook page?
Real quick, Mark from Prairie du Sac on the text line in the 608 says, wonderful to hear Ollie's voice. Yeah. I agree with you 100%, Mark. Thank you for the text. On Facebook, we've got Dan Thine says, 60. He is 60 right now, so he has fallen short of expectations. Thank you, though, Dan. Our pal Rocker Smith from Max Inc. Radio says, the moment you die. Okay.
Okay, Rocker.
Mike says it all depends on your health. Personally, I would not want to be hooked up to a machine or juiced up on drugs just to live. Yeah. Well, what if they're great drugs, Mike? I don't know. Rethink that. Teresa says 75? Question mark. Like she doesn't know. Vince Moranto, very funny. Vince Morano says 70, and I'm 69.
Nice.
These answers are dire.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. I feel like the text line was like 80s, 100, until whenever. Right, Facebook's like, take me now, please.
It's because they're on Facebook. They know what they're
absolutely,
like.
Absolutely, absolutely. Dale on the live stream says, ideal age, maybe 60, only a few more years. 120, buddy, no one should have to see three. Wow, okay, three. Okay, I'm not, that goes far there. And then Joe on the text line says, Rachel was a racist, homophobic jerk on the Real World and remains the same to this day. I'm not going to disagree with you, Joe, so there you are. But thanks, everyone, for getting in touch with us. We'll look at more of your text messages and messages on the Facebook and social media when we come back throughout the show. What is the ideal age? That is the question for the night. But when we come back, we will be talking to filmmaker Dan Davies to talk about his remake, as well as a movie he's in with last night's guest, Mr. Danny Wheels. There you go. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. If you want to get in touch, give a call, text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on our live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Still ahead, we've got the Nightcap where we wrap things up and talk about what we've learned, as well as get to some of your thoughts regarding tonight's question, which is, what is the ideal age to live to? Let us know your thoughts. You can drop, as we said, drop a comment, Get us on the text line, or hey, we've gotten calls too on this as well. So it's a thought-provoking question. But while you're doing that, let's move it on along to our second guest for the evening. He is a filmmaker talking about his new movie, as well as I'm sure we'll talk about a film he starred in with Mr. Daniel Wheeler, our guest from last night. Coming back to the show is Mr. Dan Davies. Good evening, Dan. How are you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. How is everybody?
Really good.
Peachy. Really keen. Good.
Doing great, grand. Man.
Yeah.
Great to have you.
You know, my age would be 85.
85?
Not now, but my death age would Your be, death age. My goal would be 85.
Well, it must make you feel good that you could not pass for 85, Dan.
No, I don't look a day over 80.
So let's start it off with what I have here on the list here is, so there was a movie that came out in 1975 called The Giant Spider Invasion. It is, it's a cult classic. It was a film featured on Mystery Science Theater 3000. A lot of folks who love those kind of films know exactly what we're talking about, but you're doing something with this film that, I mean, how would you classify it? Not calling it a remake or a reboot, but what are you doing with this now 50 plus year old film?
Yeah, a great question. We call it a reimagined reiteration. J.B. Thompson and myself are the executive producers behind it. Craig Knitt is also part of that team. And we approached Bill Rebane, the director, about just adding period correct footage to the film. The film is about 85 minutes or so. It stars Alan Hale from Gilligan's Island, Barbara Hale from Perry Mason. It has its own cult classic following and been on Rit Tracks, Mystery Science Theater 3000, top 50 box office in 1975. And we pitched him this idea of like redoing some scenes and adding some scenes to the film just to add more to the narrative, add to more of the campiness, add to the comedy, add to the story. And we came up with this character called Ted Tipman, who is a loser, alcoholic, cigar-smoking TV personality, typecasting, that I play. And I got up in the whole 1975 shtick. I've got a Harvey Korman toupee comb-over and a 1975 mustache. And J.B. Thompson, we used his dad's ties from the 70s. And really had some fun. And Bill created on the third floor of his house a 1975 television studio, which was really kind of cool. So we added in these really cool scenes to add to the narrative and added about 9 to 11 minutes. So I guess it's a reimagined reboot or, I guess, reiteration. We've shown it a few times now in Minneapolis, in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And we've got some upcoming screenings, which we're really super excited for. But he redirected it at the age of 89. Bill Rebane did. And that was fun, you know, to see somebody who started off, you know, in the 50s and worked with Cary Grant and John Wayne and all kinds of people from the 50s on. And to have him as our director was really kind of cool.
That's amazing.
That is. So, Dan, let me ask you this. I watched that movie. Bill has been on this show over the phone, yeah. Bill Rebane, and really enjoyed talking to him. But what was it about the original? It is kind of campy already. I don't know if that's what he set out to do in 1975 or it's just aged that way. But what did you see when you saw the film? You're kind of the catalyst behind this. What did you see that you wanted to change?
Yeah, I did see the film actually in 1976. One of my uncles, when I was about 10, 11 years old, one of my uncles was drunk and took me to it. And I kind of knew I shouldn't have been in it. It was the Rosa Theater, you know, inside that theater watching it because it was rated PG, rated R because there was some nudity. And, you know, when you're 10, 11, you know, boing, boing, you know.
Yeah, that spider really got your motor running, huh?
Yeah. So my Uncle Wayne basically took me to it, and which is odd because exactly 50 years later, it's going to be at that same theater amongst about half a dozen, the Rosa Theater in Wapaka, Wisconsin, on that same screen. So I get to see it 50 years, almost to the day of when I went in with my uncles, which is kind of weird. But I always loved the campiness of it. And he did want it to be funny and campy. And with Alan Hale, the skipper from Gilligan's Island, was actually a good comic. He was naturally had a good... he was almost like, you know, if you think about it, Skipper and Gilligan were like Laurel and Hardy of the 70s. And that's kind of what he kind of brought to the table. So I thought, let's amp that up with my character, but still adding some good narrative to the story. Like, how did the spiders get there? Are they from another planet, interdimension? Is there a reason behind it? And that's what we did. And Aaron Yanda from Chad Vader fame also plays my cameraman and did an amazing job, and we got to do some improv a little bit with him, and that was super, super fun. So, but it just adds more of that campiness, more of the story, and it's a testament to Wisconsin. It's like a love letter to Wisconsin. It was filmed in the Great North Woods of Wisconsin, and it's as Wisconsin as cheese, Packers, Brewers, Bucks,
All that good stuff. All right. Well, we're going to keep the conversation going on this movie and other projects that Dan Davies is up to. He is a filmmaker talking about his reimagining of the giant spider invasion. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the news break. So don't go anywhere. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. Stay tuned and stay close. Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. We're so happy you're joining us this evening. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to be going into the nightcap where we wrap things up and get last-minute messages and thoughts from you, especially on our question of the night. What is the ideal age to live to? Let us know via text, by calling, leave a comment on the live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. But we're keeping our conversation with our guest, Dan Davies, going, discussing his projects coming up. And I wanted to talk about this really quick. You said that you approached the director of the film, The Giant Spider Invasion, to do a reimagining, as you put it. What is a conversation like that like, where you sit down with someone who made this piece of art that is beloved by so many people and say, here's what we want to do with it as well? Was there a lot of convincing, or was he right on saying, let's do this?
Not a lot of convincing at all, because he said, literally, when you make a film, and you know, Pete can attest to this, you can look at a film and go, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have changed that. I wish I could have added this, this, and this. You always look at it as an ever-evolving baby. But once in a while, you want to change its diapers. So having said that, he was like, oh, my God, now this gives me an opportunity to respond to what people were like, where did the spiders come from? Mm-hmm. You know, was it an intergalactic event? And now we're able to those questions through my character, Ted Tippmann, the TV newscaster. So it was easy enough because he wanted to get that across. For years and years and years, he was like, oh, shoot, I wish I could have reshot that or added this. And we came in and said, we can do it.
Wonderful. That's amazing.
Let me ask you this, Dan. Was he's 89 and he was fine when he was on the show. He seems very sharp and all that. But what was it like working with a guy who had that much experience? You know, he's directed other films as well. He's created camera equipment and all this kind of stuff. How was that?
It was amazing. You know, his energy level, obviously we couldn't do a 12, 14, 16 hour day. But he's still sharp as a tack. His energy level for a good portion of the day was there, but it's difficult once you start pressing 90, but he works out, tries to work out every day, keeps himself. He's a big, fitness fanatic. He smokes like a chimney, but he counters that with multivitamins and herbs and all kinds of stuff. But it was great. And then just having him talk about, Cary Grant and John Wayne, and John Wayne's brother, and these great Hugh Hefner, and all these great experiences he had, it's just like mind-boggling. So you walk away with a PhD in old school film when you're with him. And it's very fun to listen to him. He's got amazing stories.
Were there any methods or pieces of advice that he gave you from those old days of film that will stay with you for modern filmmaking in the world of digital and all that stuff? Is there like, was there advice from, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it type of thing?
You know, and you guys were kind of coming in and out of there just for a second, but gotcha. I think I got the gist of it. Yeah, we had some people that said, you know, we like the old version, you know, but we really like this new version. And it's starting to get, when we showed it, there were, last time it was in Platteville, Wisconsin, and we had, you know, 11, 12-year-old kids up to 82-year-old kids. And they really enjoy these new additions to it, but they really enjoyed the humor of it. And they were laughing hysterically. And I, that was one of the first times, because most of the time, if I'm in a film, I'll do an intro and then pretend like I sit and then I find the nearest bar and then I have the film, you know, timed. So if it's 88 minutes, I'll be in the bar for like 80 minutes, having a few drinks, and then I'll run in pretending like I'm there for the whole time because I hate watching myself on screen. This time I was like, hell no, I'm going to watch it all and listen to the reaction. And the reaction was amazing. I was like, holy smokes. He's will really enjoy this film, and it's funny, and it was really heartening for me. And so having said that, it's a brand new version, but it's better. It is so much better, and it's not because I'm in it. It's just because people really enjoy it, and they just enjoy that energy and that passion and that campiness.
Nice. Well, and it's cool because the reimagining has exposed people to the original as well. I mean, they weren't going to probably find that in this day and age because they're not out there pushing it, but now they will. So I'm sure Bill is excited about that, and good for you for getting through it. Our guest is Dan Davies. He is a Northeast Wisconsin-based actor and filmmaker and a very busy guy. Last thing about the giant spider invasion, at least for me, where can we see this? You mentioned you screened it a few times. What are some upcoming dates, or where can we find more information?
Yeah, we're super excited to be in the Rogers Cinemas. And Rogers Cinemas is in central Wisconsin, north central Wisconsin, and the UP in Michigan. And we've got upcoming premieres, special events with Bill Rabane there, with merch and Q&A and autographs and you know, intros and all kinds of stuff. We're going to be opening in Waupaca at the Rosa Theater, June 25th. And then we're going to be in Marshfield at the Rogers Cinema and the Stevens Point 7 Rogers Cinema from June 26th to June 28th. And they might extend it further to the 30th. So we're super excited. Those nights are Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 6:30 each night. Thursday, Friday, Saturday at respective theaters are these special events with Bill Rabane there. I'm going to be there. We're going to have autograph merch and poster giveaways and all kinds of fun stuff and Q&As. And that's going to be fun. And then they have matinees throughout the weekend and other showings. The other showings are only $5, but even the premieres are only 10. So it's cheap and it's a good way to just kind of meet a living legend and really enjoy yourself. It's really a good film. And it shocked the hell out of you guys, to be honest with you.
Well, you are working on other things, too. And one project that you were a part of that we spoke to the creator, the director, Daniel Wheeler, was on last night was My Brother and Bigfoot. And tell us about that experience and tell us about what, you know, about the movie and what you're excited about for it.
Sure. You know, Daniel Wheeler is he's such an amazingly talented guy. He is a polymath. He's, you know, he's a great musician. He's a good singer. He's a great artisan. He's a great filmmaker. He's a great writer. He's so darn creative. And on top of it, he's one of the nicest guys in the world. And when I've been in his projects and he gets me involved in his projects all the time, which I'm so thankful for. He came up with this idea, which I thought is genius, about using some of the old footage he had done years ago. And then incorporating that into a full-length feature film. We started filming a couple months ago. I play a documentarian who's kind of trying to find out the mystery behind how this guy went missing, Daniel Wheeler's character's brother. And it is going to be funny and poignant. And we're just really enjoying ourselves. And it shot like a mockumentary, like a Christopher Guest, you know, Best in Show and up to 11. You know, a Spinal Tap, that type of
waiting for that Guffman.
Humor.
Yeah.
But it still has a heart. So we started filming that, and I'm so excited to be a part of it. We got an all-star cast and crew for that. And hopefully we can have that premiere maybe at the tail end of this year. That would be really fun.
That's awesome. Tell us again about your film, The Deep State. We talked about this during one of your visits. Where is that in production, and when will that be available to view?
So they have the proof of concept pretty close to being finalized in post-production. And that is the sequel to the award-winning film Happy Birthday. And Happy Birthday won over 50 film awards. And in that film, I play the President of the United States. This, but in that film, I die. So, I ruined it. So they're making a prequel to Happy Birthday, and it's called The Deep State. And we started filming that starting like last year. And again, a talented cast and crew of Wisconsin and Midwest filmmakers, and Ezekiel Drews, and just, you know, is the brainchild behind it, and JB, and we've got such a great cast and crew. And again, the same character, the President of the United States, and I'm kind of like a President Trump on steroids with dementia. Sort of.
Wait,
I don't know. That was
describing me.
That was a President Trump on steroids with dementia. I don't. Okay. All right. Now I'm in. Now I'm in.
Strike that dementia, but a Trump on steroids.
There you go.
We shot that last year, and I'm excited for that. And we might be having a premiere sneak preview of that August 15th. Of the proof of concept, which will be about, I think, probably when it's all said and done, it's a longer proof of concept. It's almost 30 minutes long. So, very excited about that. And that's about, you know, a pandemic and craziness and intrigue and political espionage and all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
A lot going on.
That's a lot going. Now, we've only got a couple more minutes left together. Are there any other projects that you're working on that you're thinking about that you want to get out to the world, let them know that you're doing before we get out of here?
Very quickly, I have a book coming up August 15. It'll be at Tardigrades Bookshelf, a book signing. And it's a sequel to A Forest Dark, and it's called A Forest Savage. And that'll be out August 15th. I'm very excited about that. That's a supernatural book that's really freaky and strange. And the A Forest Dark is available on Amazon. And we're also going to be showing video vignettes for the film as well that August 15th. So, and then I've got a couple other projects, but I'm just so thankful to be able to work as much as I do, because it keeps me out of the bars.
Hey, Daniel.
Actually, it doesn't.
No, I just shoot movies in bars then.
You just know where to go for your lunch break.
I've done that before. I've done that before.
What last night's question was, what is your favorite movie franchise? Do you have one of those? What kind of movies do you go to, and what would your favorite franchise be?
You know, the films that are consistently good that have shocked me that they're so good, the Mission Impossible series.
Awesome.
I am blown away by the consistency of those films and the storytelling and the action and everything about them. I'm absolutely blown away. And Tom Cruise, at whatever, he's almost 70, could still be a professional athlete. I think if he was 5 inches taller, he'd be a pro athlete. That guy just blows my mind of what he can accomplish. So, Mission Impossible for sure.
Great stuff. Absolutely. And maybe you should do a prequel of the giant spider invasion. The baby spiders come out or something. I'm just spitballing here, guys. Feel free to jump in.
I've got a screenplay here I've been working on that's exact same idea. So if you guys want to just get together on a Zoom and we'll go over some beats, it'll be fine.
So we call it the baby spider invasion. Okay.
The invasion of the soon to be giant spiders that are now babies right now, but don't worry, they'll be bigger later. That's the full title.
That's the tagline. And the title. I love that. That's awesome.
All right, Dan Davies has been our guest this evening. He is an actor and a filmmaker. Dan, where can people go to find your work, like a website or whatnot?
DanDavies.org. My Wikipedia page is just under Dan Davies Actor. And if you want to add stuff to it, you can, because I'm not supposed to do that. But DanDavies.org is a great way to kind of get caught up on what I'm up to. And I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you guys. God bless what you guys are doing. Oh, just keep kicking ass and taking names.
We'll certainly try.
Break a leg with the film. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, folks, when we come back, we will be getting into the nightcap, where we talk about your messages, your thoughts on the question, as well as what we've learned tonight. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, stay close. You are listening and or watching Nightlight with Pete Schwabba and Greg Bach.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It's time to wind it down. Let's take a moment to look back and ask, what did we learn today? This is Nightcap with Greg and Pete.
Welcome back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab and Greg Bach here on the Civic Media Network. You can always get in touch with us, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on that live stream. We're currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. We are officially in the nightcap, where we get to the last-minute messages, thoughts, and ideas on our question, which is, what is the ideal age to live to? Or just, you know, read your thoughts on other topics, too. We're open here in the nightcap. Then we talk about what we learn, and then we head on out of here. So, Dom, what else do we have on the text line left over before we move on?
Yeah, we have one that's hard-hitting right here. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids texted and said, J.D. Vance loved his chair, too. Maybe I'm not a big fan of my chair.
See what you did there? Gross.
Lost the love of the chair. We have Matt texting in on CFW, says, or Highlander style, live until you get your head cut off by Sean Connery.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. And it's funny because Matt from Altoona sent that, and then Danny Wheels got in touch with us again on the text line.
Yeah, he said, has Dom seen the movie Highlander? I actually have not. I need to see that. Living forever is not easy.
It's fine.
Got to carry on a store. Is it just fine?
It's fine. It's fun. I watched it recently. Actually, I only watched half of it. I'm like, I can't do this. This movie is just not good. It's fine.
I remember it.
I know, I've been meaning to watch it, though. And then we got Chris texting in on WMDX, says, I want to be a centurion and see how far I can live after that. I don't believe in retiring and sitting on a couch all day. I can never do that.
Okay. Well, wow. I can. I'm going to do that later.
I think I could, too.
I'm going to doing that the rest of the night.
Yeah, exactly.
Then he also texted in saying, running water never goes stale. Thank you, Chris.
Oh, I see what you did there. Okay. Try to show off, Chris.
Then we got John Murray texting in. Our John Murray from WMDX is
Our John.
Yeah, our John. We got evening gents, turned 60 last November, and the way I feel now, 80 years old, scares the heck out of me. From my perspective, physically, I'm on a double black diamond hill that goes on forever. Fingers crossed for a good outcome. Oh man,
there you go.
Fingers are being crossed, John.
Is that a golfing term?
No, that's a skiing term. Skiing. Double black diamond. Okay. That's it. Yeah.
Another sport. I don't know anything about.
Can I just tell you a really quick story? It'll take a friend of mine went on a date with a girl for the first time, went skiing, and he'd never skied before, and he went down a double black diamond hill, broke both his shoulders and both his legs, because that is like advanced skiing. Advanced. And he was like, yeah, sure, I'll try it, and just destroyed his body completely.
Why did she let him?
I don't. He didn't. If you knew him, you knew exactly. If you knew him, you know she had no idea, because he probably said something like, "Oh, I've skied before."
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I can handle that. So, and then we got one last text message left.
Yeah, we got Bridget texting and says, "I think 100 years old. As long as you feel good and you can communicate and enjoy life, that's all that matters."
There you go. That's where I'm at. That's where my official thing is. I want to live as long as I'm comfortable and not a burden on others. So there we go. That's where I'm at.
My mother lived to, well, she's still alive. She's about to be 89. Her grandmother lived to be 95.
Yeah.
So I will be outlived.
Do we have any last second Facebook messages?
No, we're good. All good on the Facebook front.
All right. Well, then I got a couple on mine here on my personal Facebook from Pete. He says, no number for as long as your quality of life is strong. My friend Jolene, not the song, but the person. She says, till my body gives out. And then our very own coworker, friend, colleague, Jenny Brand says, nothing past 80 years old. If I end up on the Today Show Smucker segment, it's time to put me down. Wow, that's a dark turn for a decades old segment, but okay. And then finally, Marshall says, "When you can't drive yourself places," answered by a person who recently got hit by a 93-year-old man. Okay, well, Marshall, rethink your choices. But that was an interesting one, guys, because like we not only got a lot of answers, but we also got a lot of reasoning and a lot of like almost personal philosophy in that one. That
very
was really
different.
Good.
Yeah, very great.
Yeah. We got to get out of here in a little bit, but before we do, Pete, what did you learn tonight?
Here's what I learned, and I'll try to be as brief as possible.
Mm-hmm.
This aging question and when to go got me thinking about my original philosophy of life. We are lucky to be here, guys.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
In all of the sperm that were on the way to the egg,
oh boy,
we made it. We are all winners, and our chances of being here to begin with are slimmer than winning the lottery. So kudos, enjoy every blue sky, every blade of grass. If you described Earth to someone who had never been there, it would sound like heaven. And that's where we are, and that's what I learned. Wow. That's what I was reacquainted with tonight, my old thoughts.
Well, so much for brief. Dom, what did you learn?
How do I come after that?
No, that was actually fantastic. It was fantastic. Clip I love that answer very, very. Clip it. Send it to WBA. Win all the awards for next year. Dom, what about you? What'd you learn?
I think I just learned that that you guys are my friends. You guys are my friends. I appreciate you a ton. I don't know why. I just appreciate you guys.
There you go.
It's not much something I learned, but. I appreciate you guys. You guys are
awesome.
It's
a very undominator thing to say, and I appreciate that. Thank you, buddy.
Dominator.
All right. There you go.
Greg, what about you?
I learned that in a crazy world where a president can sit in a room and be booed by tens of thousands of people and say, oh, it was fine, there is still someone in this world we just talked to who described his character in a movie as a worse version of Donald Trump, even more out of his mind. So, oh boy, people. Hold
go
on to your
loved
ones.
See the giant spider invasion.
Yeah, exactly. And go see the giant spider invasion. Check out Dan Davies' website, dandavies.org. Check out the movie. Go see it. Go support local art. Go support local creation. Especially here in Wisconsin, we got great, great people who create wonderful, wonderful things. So, yeah, those are all the things I learned. So we got to get on out of here. But before we do that, let's say our thank yous to Tucker and to Dom, to engineering and traffic for all the work they do, making sure these microphones turn on, and to everyone who called, texted, got on the live stream, sent in a message, whatever it may be, however you communicated to us. Thank you so much for that as well. Don't forget, even though we're done here, after this, we got one more keyword in the Accelerate Your Summer Text to Win Multi-State Contest. So stick around for that chance to win $100 and a Wisconsin Dells prize package. And then it starts all over again tomorrow. Seven more chances a day throughout the week. But good luck to you. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon. Pete, say goodnight to the people, would you?
Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.